All right, we have to get rolling. The election will be over by the time I finish my election. And the we're off to a bad start. The election will be over before I can finish my election analysis, telling you how you're supposed to vote because, well, you're not smart enough to figure it out on your own. That's why the Democrats produce voting guides. Because some people just aren't smart enough to figure out how to vote. Kind of like all those black people who can't figure out how to use the internet to figure out where the DMV is so they can get a fucking ID card. Good thing you have white, social justice warrior, left-wing status liberal Democrats to hold your hand while you go to the DMV. Ah, you poor, stupid black people. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan about how racist that was. This is not a fucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass, because on next Tuesday, Hillary's cock goes up it. That's what I get for trying to improvise. And don't forget, my friends and my enemies, boys and girls, bitches and bitchettes, hoes and pimps, you are wrong, and I am right. And you can go fuck yourself. Yes, thou can. Goest forth and fuck thyself. That's what thou can do. Yes. Finishing off a beer. Got a growler. Well, I had a growler. It's gone now. I am the great one himself. This is Cynical Libertarian Society. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It's the weapons platform in which I launch the cruise missile and collect homes and destroy stupid motherfucking statists all around the world. Hi, we're talking about the Colorado elections. We're talking about the shit that's on the ballot. We're talking about it's 2016. It's election year. Oh, boy. Go democracy. This is the time of year when you get to choose which slave master's cum you're going to swallow. Are you going to swallow the cum of Donald Trump? Shitlord, he of the orange hair, he who will piss off the social justice warriors, he who has been endorsed by the Cynical Libertarian Society, but he's still a fuckwad and there should still be no such thing as a state? Or will you swallow the cum of Hillary Clinton, the cuntbag, the fucking bitch is too stupid to know that email is not secure, the fucking cunt who arranged it so that Bernie Sanders would not have a chance at the Democrat nominee for president. She, married to the Bill Clinton, she who cannot satisfy her own husband and sure as hell can't satisfy you as president. Will you vote for the Hillary? It does not matter who you vote for because your vote doesn't fucking count. The voting does not determine who's going to be president of the United States. The president of the United States is determined by who will best serve the needs of the corporations and the governments and the bureaucracies and all of these other sorts of things. Now, we're on a mission. We have to get through this. Randy is under explicit orders to fucking, anytime I start tangenting, to tell me to stop tangenting. Otherwise, we're never going to finish this. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. You can send us email at God. That's dog spelled backwards. God. At CYNLIBSOC.com. Yes, I am racist, sexist, fagophobic, whatever the fuck you want to call me. I'm right. Everything I say is right. Everything I say is the truth. If you disagree with me, you're a fucking idiot. You can go fuck yourself and hopefully die. Or you can die and then go fuck yourself. Whichever way you want to go. All right, it is November the 6th, in the year of our Lord, Hussein Obama, 2016. 8 years of free healthcare, 8 years of saved economy, 8 years of improved race relations, 8 years of peace and prosperity, 8 years of the wars being over, 8 years of pure perfection because Obama is half black and his skin is dark. And therefore, he's qualified to be president because, well, he's black. And Hillary, she's qualified, but she has a hole between her legs. She has a cunt. Or at least she says she has a cunt. I haven't seen the cunt. She could be a tranny. Nobody knows for sure. That would explain why Bill's not interested in fucking her, because Bill's stuck his dick, or at least a cigar, in anything else that has a hole in it. All right, this has nothing to do with color. Here we go. If you have not listened to the previous two episodes, go forth and fuck thyself. I'm not backing up for you. We are talking about Amendment 69. Okay, so I left off here. Under Amendment 69, healthcare costs could be controlled. They could. Remember, if I shit in your mouth, it could taste like raspberries. It could. I mean, it could not, but it could. How do you know unless you let me shit in your mouth? Only until I have shit in your mouth will you know for a fact, right? We have to pass the law. We have to pass the bill to find out what's in the bill. It could. Healthcare costs could be controlled by lowering administrative costs, because you lower administrative costs by creating more laws, adjusting payment rates to healthcare providers. Okay, you're either paying them enough that they make a profit, or you're paying them not enough that they make a profit. Those are the two fucking options. How are you going to adjust that to save money? And reducing the amount of unpaid care provided by healthcare providers. Again, if you're going to start paying for things that aren't currently being paid for, that by definition necessitates paying more than is currently being paid. Right? If, for example, right now there's 20 people every day and they go into Starbucks and they get a coffee without paying for it, if you start paying for those 20 cups of coffee, then you're paying Starbucks more than Starbucks is currently being paid. That does not reduce the cost of buying coffee at Starbucks overall. That increases it. So if you say hospitals are currently not being paid for a number of services, and we are going to pay them for those services, that means the hospital will be bringing in more money than they're currently bringing in. That does not reduce the amount of money being spent on healthcare. That increases the amount of money being spent on healthcare. Why are people who can't understand this alive? Oh, that's right. Welfare. Because the fucking liberal Democrats keep them alive, because you need somebody who's stupid enough to vote Democrat. By the way, speaking of voting Democrat, this is related to the election. This is not a tangent. This is not a tangent. All right, it's a tangent. I'll keep it short. What I love about the liberal Democrats, the rationale they use for bringing rapist Muslims to the United States as immigrants is that we, the royal we, need immigrants to come to the United States to do jobs that Americans won't do. In other words, we need people to come here and do jobs that really suck and don't pay a lot of money. In other words, we need people to come here and do the slave labor that we, the royal we, are not willing to do. Why don't why doesn't the royal we, instead of importing these unskilled Muslim rapists to do the jobs that we don't want to do, why don't we let those jobs remain unfilled until the millennials take them? Because the millennials can't get jobs. They're unskilled. They're dumb. Let them do the jobs. Yeah, it just cracks me up that this is the Democrat rationalization for immigration. You've heard this. If you've paid any attention, you've heard this. You have heard this. You know I'm not making this up. Notice how the Democrats don't say, well, we need to let the immigrants come to the United States so they can make the United States a better country, so that they can become better people, so that they can come here and start businesses and become rich. No, the reason the royal we, should let immigrants come to the United States is so that they can do the jobs that Americans don't want to do. So that they can be low-paid slave labor. So that they can wait on your tables and take out your trash and mow your lawn. Is there anything? There are some things, not many though, that are more arrogant and condescending and just filled with hatred for the human species and for freedom and for economic prosperity than a fucking liberal Democrat. There really aren't. Colorado Care may improve the coordination of care. It may. If I shit in your mouth, it may taste like raspberries. It may. You say, oh, it may not. No, but it may. How do you know? We won't know until we pass the bill to find out what's in the bill. Colorado Care may improve the coordination of care and create cost savings by more efficiently sharing information between providers who have never heard of the internet, monitoring medical conditions. How is Colorado Care going to monitor medical conditions? And reducing diagnostic testing. Again, how is some words written on a piece? How are you going to reduce diagnostic testing? Diagnostic testing is performed when a doctor says, I think we should do some testing on this. Is Colorado Care going to tell doctors that they aren't allowed to recommend diagnostic testing based on their experience, their hunches, their ideas, their fears, their worries, their concerns, their experience? How is Colorado Care going to reduce diagnostic testing unless it's going to restrict and regulate access to diagnostic testing? These are, again, the arguments for Colorado Obamacare, Colorado Care. Argument number three, Colorado Care provides a more transparent system. Yes, because governments are so transparent. The fucking transparency. We have the most transparent administration ever right now. How could Colorado Care possibly be more transparent than Obamacare? This is the most transparent administration ever. Again, this is just racist. This is pure racism. This is these people who are pushing Colorado Care. They hate Obama and they hate Obamacare because he's black. It's just racism. That's all it is. That serves the interest of Coloradoans. Because we know the government always serves the interest of the population, right? When FDR was putting Japanese people in concentration camps, he was serving their interest. When the government conducted the Tuskegee experiments and allowed all those black men to die of syphilis, they were doing that for the self-interest of those black men. And of course, a lot of those black men couldn't find the DMV on their own. And since there was no internet back then for them to use, they weren't really real humans anyhow, because they couldn't vote, because they didn't have an ID, because they couldn't find the DMV, because all black people are too stupid to locate the DMV. We know this thanks to social justice warriors who have gone to college and have a whole like 19, 20 years of life experience telling us this. Of course, they spent the first 8 years of their life pissing on themselves, but it doesn't really matter because they're really fucking smart because, well, they're white and they voted for Obama. And they're going to vote for Hillary. Actually, they didn't vote for Obama. They were too young. But voter fraud, they probably did. Anyway, thank you. Getting me dead. It's like in football, European football, not American football. There's a little yellow card and a red card. What's funny is you guys think I'm joking, and I'm not. Randy actually has a yellow card and a red card. The yellow card means I'm tangenting, and the red card she's holding up right now tells me that has nothing to fucking do with the elections, and I need to focus. All right. Focusing. Shh. That serves the interest of Coloradoans instead of the interest of private corporations. Okay, the hospitals are private corporations, unless the government's going to take over those. You have to serve the interest of the private corporations, which are the hospitals. or else the hospitals would go out of business. If the hospitals go out of business, you don't have any fucking healthcare. I don't give a flying fuck how much your motherfucking poli-sci teacher told you you have a right to healthcare. Your fucking fat, stupid, cunt poli-sci teacher isn't a fucking doctor and can't give you any healthcare. The only people who can give you healthcare and surgery and all are doctors and hospitals. And if their economic interests are not served, they will not exist. If doctors can't buy food and pay for their cars and pay their electric bills, and if hospitals can't pay employees and buy supplies, pay their utility cost, expand their hospital, buy more equipment, then you don't have any fucking healthcare, you stupid fucking cunts.
But it's free! We're going to have free healthcare. It doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Just to reemphasize, when I say that 90% of the population of the United States would be dead and should be dead if natural selection were not being circumvented, please fucking understand me that I mean this. I mean this in all fucking sincerity. Natural selection would solve all of this. The current private health insurance system, it is not a private health insurance system anymore. It is a government mandated health insurance system. It is, as declared by the Supreme Court of the United States, 9 fucking old people who should be dead, who drool on themselves, who wear black dresses. It is a tax. It is not a private healthcare system anymore. Once it is government mandated that you must have it, it is no longer private. It is no longer free market. You people need to fucking die. You need to fucking die. You need to die and get the fuck out of the way so that those of us who are competent and not stupid can create a better society. The current private health insurance system is profit motivated, which contributes to rising healthcare costs. Yes, because again, the hospitals and the insurance companies and why should they make a profit? Why should the employees who work in the healthcare system, why should they make a profit? That is so fucking sexist and racist and homophobic and transphobic. How dare these people who work 40, 45, 50 hours a week at hospitals, how dare those motherfucking people expect to make a profit? They should be doing this out of the generosity of their hearts, the same way the rest of you who are liberal, who you work for free, right? I mean, those of you who support this fucking Amendment 69, you have jobs, right? But you don't get money for that. You work for free, right? I mean, you do work for free, don't you? Oh, wait, you really? You get paid? Oh. So you're profit motivated. So we should have an amendment that prohibits you from making a profit, right? Colorado Care offers an alternative. Oh, is that what we call getting fucked up the ass with a giant black dildo? An alternative. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm learning here. Colorado Care offers an alternative that shifts incentives towards improving patient care by allowing Coloradoans to elect health care decision makers. I'm reading this cold, guys. It may be one of the stupidest things I've ever encountered in my life. Okay, shifts incentives toward. See, that's corporate speak for bullshit. That does, I'm going to shift my incentives towards taking a shit. Either you go and you take a shit or you don't. I'm going to shift my incentives towards losing weight. Either you exercise more and eat less and you fucking stop being so fat, or you don't. Shifts incentives towards improving patient care by allowing color to elect healthcare decision makers. So you're saying that there will be elected decision makers who will decide what healthcare you get? This is what it says. Elect healthcare decision makers. That tells me there will be a decision maker who will decide, that's what decision making does, healthcare. How is this going to, as I said in the previous, the only way you improve, some fucking cocksucking fucking political dried up has been fucking cunt who's elected as a decision maker cannot improve patient care. Again, I have worked in a hospital. My mother worked in a hospital. My stepfather worked in a hospital. My grandmother worked in a hospital. I know more about hospitals than, unless you've worked in a hospital, in which case you may know more about hospitals. If you have never, I know way more about hospitals. You cannot improve patient care with laws, regulations, people sitting in fucking buildings, people being, the only way to improve patient care is by the people right there caring for the patient, the people actually doing the job, you know, those evil profit-motivated people who expect to be paid for this, the doctors, the nurses, and all the other people it takes to run a hospital, the people who just push people down the hallway in a wheelchair. They're called different things. We call them transport. That's a job. That's a skill. That's something you have to do. It has to be done. You take a wheelchair and you go to the patient's room and you get the patient. You help them out of their bed. You get them in their wheelchair. You push them down to x-ray because they need an x-ray. You make sure they get to where they're going. They get there on time. You help. I say, hey, I got Miss Smith here. She's here for her x-ray. You help her out of the wheelchair. You stay. There's all these people. There's the people who make the food. There's the janitorial people who clean everything. There's the people who maintain the systems, like the nurse call systems and the phone systems. There's so many people. All of these people together, cumulatively, are what create patient care. And I understand that as liberal Democrats, you're too stupid to understand this. The only thing you can understand is that I, the great one himself, I have white skin, I'm heterosexual, and I have a job. Therefore, I'm racist, sexist, homophobic, and everything I say is just hatred. I understand that's the only thing you can understand because you're a stupid fucking idiot. You should be dead. I know you should be dead. You know you should be dead, and that's why you're so fucking stupid. That's why you're a social justice warrior. That's why you're a left-wing statist. That's why you're a liberal Democrat. And in some cases, that's why you're a fucking Christian, too. I haven't picked on the fucking right-wing, cocksucking, conservative, fucking right-wing, Jesus freaks enough lately. I'm going to listen to some more common filth. I'll come back and I'll do that, okay? Right now, we're focusing on you fucking left-wing statist, social justice warrior, GOBT, KKK, everything is racist, sexist, homophobic motherfuckers, okay? You should be dead, and you know you should be dead. And that's the only, and your whole fucking world is just, oh, white men are racist, okay? No. Patient care cannot be improved by you writing some shit on a piece of paper and electing some fucking liberal Democrats. Your inability to understand this illustrates why you can't get a fucking job in the real world. Because, no, I am not tangenting. You shush, woman. I will come through that window and beat the shit out of you. Your inability to understand this is why you are fucking going down on Hillary Clinton's cock. Because you know that you are incompetent, you are stupid, and you think that everything in the world can just be fucking legislated. That people can make laws to protect your emotions and to give you free shit and everything else because you are fucking lazy. Just like Aaron Cleary says, left-wing statism, he doesn't call it that, he calls it liberals, it all boils down to you people are just so fucking lazy. You can't even get off your ass to figure out how in the fuck something like a hospital functions. You are so fucking lazy. Under Amendment 69, Coloradoans also have control over tax increases for Colorado Care. That's doubtful because, anyway, increasing local control over healthcare cost. Unlike private insurance companies, I mean, look, the taxes have to be what the taxes have to be to pay for it. So if there's not enough tax money, what are you going to do? Are you going to stop providing people with healthcare? Are you going to stop paying the hospitals? The people aren't going to have control over the tax rates. They can't. The tax rates have to be sufficient to pay for the health care. Or debt has to be incurred. Or the hospitals have to go unpaid. Those are, again, for those of you who are economically illiterate, those are the only fucking options. Unlike private insurance companies, Colorado Care board meetings are subject to open meeting laws, which allow Coloradoans to monitor decisions made by the board. Okay, sure, they can look at they can see what the decisions are. They can't do anything about it. What does it matter? I mean, we can all see that Obama has bombed 7 countries in 6 years. You can't do anything about it. You can see that Obamacare is a law. You have to buy insurance. It's a fucking law. You can't do anything about it. You can see that Obama signed the indefinite detention bill. You can't do anything about it. You can see that Obama murders people with flying robots. You can't do anything about it. Most transparent administration ever. You can see it. You just can't do anything about it. Okay. Arguments against. Should be able to theoretically just blow through this total cold reading here. Again, just total cold reading. All right, here we go. Arguments against. Let's see how intelligent these are. Amendment 69 imposes new taxes, which may harm the Colorado economy by burdening taxpayers and eliminating jobs. Yes. The tax increases under this measure will nearly double state government spending, which currently totals $27 billion for the entire state budget. That's true. They're projecting $25 billion a year for this. It would double the state budget. In initial years, taxpayers will pay about $2 billion a year into the system without receiving any direct benefits. Also true, by their own admission. Many individuals and businesses will pay more in the new taxes than they currently pay for health care. True. Additionally, taxpayers must pay the new tax even if they do not utilize the services offered through Colorado Care. Exactly. That's why it is wealth redistribution. You take money from people who don't use the service and use it to subsidize the cocksuckers that do. Under Amendment 69, higher taxes and an uncertain economic climate could discourage businesses from operating in Colorado. Yeah, sure could. If I had a business and fucking somebody kept coming at me with this tax, I'd probably get my shit and get the fuck out. I ain't no fool. Lost my place. Finally, Colorado Care may cause private health insurance businesses to downsize or leave the state, leaving many people unemployed. Well, that's a good point. If Colorado Care takes the place of private health insurance, all the private health insurances in the state of Colorado, especially since you can't transcend borders with health insurance, they all go out of business. People are unemployed. Oh, but we don't give a shit about people being unemployed, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. Because it'll create a stronger economy the more people get unemployed, right? That's like the Obama plan, right? Number 2, Amendment 69 offers no guarantee that Colorado Care will improve patient care, expand access, or reduce healthcare cost. It doesn't, and you cannot guarantee an improvement in patient care. That's impossible. You can't guarantee expanded access. That's impossible. You can almost kind of sort of guarantee a reduction in healthcare cost. I've outlined how that would happen. But even then, it's kind of sketchy. You can't guarantee any of these things. Coloradoans may never receive the benefits promised under Colorado Care if federal approval is not granted or revenues are not sufficient. You may not get anything if not Hussein Obama. It would be Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton doesn't give you permission, because, you know, you're free and everything, you don't need permission from Hillary Clinton, you're not a slave. If Hillary Clinton doesn't give you permission, you may not get a fucking thing. The measure does not specify critical details of how Colorado Care will be implemented and has no required implementation date. Well, that's interesting. The measure concentrates control for making important decisions and spending billions of taxpayer dollars in a 21-member board with limited accountability and no required health industry experience. Yes, that's another good point. That's a good point. I didn't think about it. Who's going to be on this board overseeing it? Are these people going to know anything about running a hospital? Running a doctor's office? Are they? No, of course not, because they're going to be politicians, and most politicians have never had a real job in their life. Mm. Mm. That's one more reason to vote for Trump. Trump has actually had a job. And yeah, hold on. Hey, I am not tangenting. Put your card down. This is related to the election. I got to write this as a note. Trump had job. Well, you could write it as a note. All right. Trump has actually had a job, unlike most politicians. Okay. Colorado Care may not solve fundamental problems of rising healthcare costs and limited access. I can assure you that Colorado Care will not solve these problems. I will fucking bet you my left nut. I can promise you with every ounce of my existence it will not solve these problems. If the state fully transitions to Colorado Care and it fails, it could take years to reestablish a private health system, health insurance market and government programs and taxpayers $8 billion for a failed system. Good point. If it fails and all your health insurance companies have left the state of Colorado, which they will, because there will be no point for them to be here. When it fails, what are you cocksuckers going to do for health care? There won't be no Obamacare here, because all the health insurance companies will have shut down and gone away. They'll have to reopen. They have to go through all the regulatory process and get permission slips from the government. And then they got to fucking hire people. And they got to hire people according to skin color and gender and fucking sexual preference, because they got to meet all your motherfucking, what do you fucking call those things? Randy, what do you call affirmative action? Yeah, you know, it could be years before there's a fucking functional health insurance industry again. These are some good points. I'm a little impressed. The thing is, most of the people reading this book will be too stupid to understand. They'll just be like, but I'm going to get free health care. I didn't vote for that. Number three, final one. Colorado Care may limit consumer choice. It will. And strain the healthcare system. It will. Healthcare providers may be unwilling to serve Colorado Care patients if reimbursements are too low, or they may choose to leave Colorado due to uncertainties in the healthcare market. Yeah, they could. And this could reduce options for patients and increase wait times to receive services. Oh, I promise you it will increase wait times. That's a fucking fact. Also, the healthcare system could be further burdened by people coming to the state to receive health care without adequately contributing to taxes that pay for their care. That's interesting. Once it's up and running, you just move to Colorado and instantly get access. Whoa, that is... Because there's no, I mean, you can't have a requirement like you have to live here for a year before you can get health care. You just rent an apartment, come to Colorado, start getting your free health care. That's brilliant. Unless you live in Colorado and you paid for it. Additionally, private health insurance may not be available or affordable if Amendment 69 passes. This could leave people with limited options for accessing alternate coverage or needed care, forcing some people to leave the state. All right. I think I might be finished with it. Now, there's the whole effing thingy bobber of... There's all the text of Amendment 69 here, which I have not read, because healthcare benefits paid by Colorado Care. Ambulatory patient services, including primary and specialty care, hospitalization, prescription drugs, and durable medical equipment, mental health and substance use disorder services, those should not be in there, including behavioral health treatment, that should not be in there, emergency and urgent care, preventative and wellness services, and chronic disease management, rehabilitative and habilitative services and devices, pediatric services, laboratory services, maternity and newborn care, palliative and end-of-life care. Notice nothing about birth control, especially not vasectomies, because those would benefit men. What if there's free birth control provided? All right, so anyhow, in case you really haven't got the message yet, the correct way to vote on Amendment 69 would be no against it. Amendment 70, State Minimum Wage. Amendment 70 proposes amending the Colorado Constitution to increase the state minimum wage from $8.31 to $9.30 an hour, beginning January 1st, 2017. Increase the minimum wage annually by 90 cents an hour. By 90 cents per hour, beginning January 1st, 2018, until it reaches $12 per hour on January 1st, 2020, and on January 1st, 2021, and thereafter, adjust the minimum wage each year based on cost of living increases. If I have to explain to you that you are supposed to vote against this, I don't know why the fuck you're listening to this podcast. Because, yeah, let me do a long, extensive analysis of why minimum wage is bad. Because nobody in the libertarian, anarcho-capitalist economic sphere has ever explained this before. Amendment 71, requirements for constitutional amendments. So basically what this says is it's going to require a certain number of signatures be gathered from each state senate district to place a constitutional initiative on the ballot and increase the percentage of votes required to adopt a constitutional amendment, except for proposals that only repeal part of the state constitution. In other words, this amendment would make it more difficult to create new laws. Anything that makes it more difficult to create new laws is something you should vote for. The correct vote on this one would be yes. Amendment 72. Hey, Randy, I'm doing good, because these are all like stupid shit. The Colorado Care was the only one that really required that much in-depth analysis and was just that stupid. Just a mind-blowing stupidity. God, the fucking stupidity. The absolute fucking stupidity of that. Amendment 72, increase cigarette and tobacco taxes. Amendment 72 proposes amending the Colorado Constitution. This is the kind of stuff Colorado has in their Constitution. Right? You would think the Constitution of a state would only... Well, God. Oh, statism. If you're going to have a Constitution, the Constitution should only have the really fucking important shit in it. It really should. Like this. This is what's considered constitutional material. Increase the state tax on a pack of cigarettes from 84 cents to $2.59. Just reading this makes me want to smoke. Increase the state tax on other tobacco products from 40% to 62% of the price. and distribute the new tax money for medical research. I thought we were going to get free health care. Anyway, medical research. Tobacco use prevention. You know how you prevent tobacco use? You stop using tobacco. Why does it cost money? How does it cost money for somebody to stop smoking cigarettes? Yes, you are. Yes, you are stupid. It does not cost money to stop smoking cigarettes. Now, what they mean by spending money on tobacco use prevention, what they mean by that, of course, is that they will pay people who can't get real jobs. Oh, I'm a tobacco use prevention therapist. I went to college, and I have $120,000 worth of debt because I have a PhD in tobacco use prevention, and I also minored in sociology and international communications, and I really care about the children. Like, I'm really passionate about preventing people from using tobacco because I care about children so much. I think children are really important. Children, they're like the future. They're like the future of our country, and it's really important. And like, I have a PhD, and I don't feel like I'm respected enough because Donald Trump, he told Megyn Kelly to shut her mouth and change her tampon. And I just feel really disrespected by that. And I really think that the excessive amounts of tobacco use in the United States probably contribute to how sexist and racist and homophobic Donald Trump is. And I really think that we need to vote Hillary because I'm with her because I really care about children and I don't want them to use tobacco products. Distribute the new tax money for medical research, tobacco use prevention. Doctors and clinics in rural or low-income areas, veteran services, and other health-related programs. So the distribution of this, as is current... Well, no. Distribution of money generated from additional taxes under Amendment 72. So 18% would go to health-related programs, blah, 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 including Medicaid. Why is it tobacco tax funding Medicaid? Children's health care, why? Tobacco education program, right, because there's people who don't know what tobacco is. We need to educate people about what tobacco is because nobody knows. Oh, we're going to educate them tobacco's bad. Yes, because nobody knows that inhaling smoke into your lungs is unhealthy. Fucking Christ, please die. Please, all of you fucking die. How do you little millennial shits make it through 12 fucking years of public education without knowing that smoking cigarettes is unhealthy? What the fuck are they learning? Why do we have to spend money on tobacco education programs? We already have places to educate people about tobacco. They're called public fucking schools. We need to spend a little less time telling people we're all going to die from global warming and how racist Donald Trump is. And just say, hey guys, smoking tobacco is bad for you. Not because the tobacco's bad for you, because Native Americans smoked tobacco all the fucking time and it never killed them, but because of all the chemicals the corporations put into the fucking cigarettes. You know, the corporations that operate and give lots of money to the government, and the government gives subsidies to, and protection and tax break. Those corporations, they put all the fucking chemicals into the fucking cigarettes. If you just smoke pure natural fucking tobacco, like the Native Americans, the American Indians, the indigenous peoples, whatever the fucking politically correct word is this week, You didn't see American Indians dying all over left and right from fucking lung cancer. Why in the fuck do we have to spend money to educate people who spent 12 fucking years in the public school system that smoking cigarettes is not the healthiest thing you can fucking do? Fucking Christ. Do you people not understand that you are so stupid that if the government did not protect you from death, you would be 90% of you out there, 90% of the population of the United States would be fucking dead if the government was not there to protect you from your own fucking stupidity. And disease prevention and treatment. 27% goes to research grants to study tobacco-related health issues. Again, if you smoke tobacco, it's unhealthy. Why do you need to spend money to figure this shit out? Oh, that's right, because these are quote-unquote scientists who can't get real jobs. Again, just if you're new, I worked in the biomedical research field for 8 fucking years. I know way more about science than you do. Go forth and fuck thyself. Okay, scientists who do research on tobacco-related health issues are people who can't get real jobs. 14% would go to grants to improve health. You can't improve health with money. You improve health by eating nutritiously and exercising and not drinking excessively. Find employment and prevent homelessness for veterans. Oh, I didn't read far enough here. Still, I mean, the veterans, they... What? What does this have to do with tobacco? Again, we're going to take money away from smokers and do all these things. Oh, it's just so wonderful. I mean, why don't we tax fat people? Why don't we tax calories? More than 2,000... Anytime you go to a restaurant and you order a meal that has more than 600 calories, you have to pay extra. Why don't we tax people who eat too much? Oh, that's right, because fat people are mostly liberal Democrats. 10% will go to grants for child and adolescent mental health and substance abuse prevention treatment. 10% for construction or improvements to community health centers or providers that serve predominantly low-income patients. Again, redistribution of wealth. And 5%. Again, 5% will go to student loan repayment and training for healthcare professionals working in rural or underserved areas of the state. We'll pay. So we got these fucking millennials who got student loans and can't pay them off because they got a worthless degree. So if they get a job as a file clerk in a underserved area at a healthcare clinic, we'll pay off their student loan. So numbers, money numbers, estimated revenue from additional taxes under 72 for the budget, state budget year 17-18. 36 million on health-related program, 92 million on research. This is what they're projecting they will make and be able to spend. 36 million for tobacco education programs and all the other bullshit. 92 million for research grants to scientists who can't get real jobs. And this is why science is no longer science, it's business. $92 million. $55 million to education and prevention and other programs encouraging people to stop using tobacco because it costs money to encourage people. I'm encouraging you right now, if you want to raise taxes on cigarettes, I'm encouraging you to kill yourself. Notice how my encouragement of you to kill yourself if you want to raise taxes, notice that doesn't require any money. I don't need $55 million to encourage you to kill yourself. It does not cost money to encourage people. This is bullshit. $48 million. Grants to improve health and fight homelessness and shit for veterans, $34 million. Grants for child and adolescent mental health and substance abuse prevention. Oh, this just sounds so touchy-feely. $34 million, we're going to construct and improve those community health centers. And $17 million for student loan repayments and training healthcare professionals in rural and underserved areas. Oh, goodness. Oh, the fucking touchy-feely. Also like how these actual text of these amendments are written in all capital letters. It's like old people banging on a computer keyboard. You know, the old people that should be dead but actually want the free health care. Okay, tobacco taxes for health-related purposes. The people of Colorado, this is the actual text of the amendment. The people of Colorado hereby further find that tobacco product sales in the state of Colorado have increased. Colorado's need to deter children and young adults from starting smoking is as critical as ever. Colorado now spends less than half of the Centers for the Disease Control recommended level on tobacco education and cessation programs. Again, it doesn't cost money to tell people smoking is bad. It doesn't cost money to stop smoking cigarettes. Those don't cost money. You people are fucking stupid. Fucking die. Please fucking die and stop polluting the planet Earth with your fucking inferiority. Smoking adversely affects the welfare of Coloradoans directly and indirectly. Yeah, just like taxation does. And without further action, we'll do so now and in the future. Yes, just like taxation does. And it is in the collective interest. Oh, it's in the collective interest to kill all those fucking Jews. Because then we can take all their wealth and spread it among the German people. It's in the collective fucking interest to exterminate the Armenians. Tuskegee experiment, collective fucking interest. It is in the collective interest of all Coloradoans to raise tobacco taxes and competitively award tobacco tax revenues to enhance the physical and behavioral health of our population. Oh, Jesus fucking H Christ. That's the actual text, without my editorializing, of course, of an amendment to the Constitution of the state of Colorado. Oh, the fucking patheticness. There's nothing that makes me want to fucking slit the throats of every human on the planet Earth like elections. How can you people read this shit and be this fuck? Oh, that's right. Statism! That's how you can be this fucking stupid.